This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, the 23rd of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a mild evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is cool and clear. Haifa remains calm under a starry sky. A tranquil night, perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel just in, Iran's ballistic missile threat remains despite U.S.-Israeli strikes. The IDF notes Tehran still has hundreds of launchers and 1,000 missiles underground. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that hundreds of Hezbollah terrorists were killed in the past 24 hours before the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. Among them was Ali Reza Abbas, a Hezbollah commander. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the Lebanon ceasefire could collapse at any moment. Israeli officials warn of ongoing clashes and U.S. pressure on Israel's response. Separately, Forward covers an event near New York University where a former Columbia professor urged students to learn from Hamas. This event was organized by the group Shut It Down NYU. And finally, from JTA, a Houston synagogue and Jewish day school closed today due to unspecified threats. The local Jewish Federation does not believe there is a risk to the broader community. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Dubowitz, a policy analyst, posted just minutes ago expressing confusion over media errors benefiting Iran's narrative. From X, Al Arabiya's Diana Menhem, an advocacy group leader, explained how Israeli strikes might shift Lebanese public support away from Hezbollah earlier today. Why Net News shared an opinion that Israelis in the north seek both peace and security. They argue that dismantling Hezbollah is crucial to lasting peace. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's missile capabilities. The Times of Israel reports that despite sustained U.S.-Israeli efforts, Iran maintains a significant missile arsenal. This underground arsenal poses a persistent threat to regional stability and requires ongoing vigilance from international allies. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post highlights the recent casualties among Hezbollah fighters. This comes as a critical blow to the group just before a fragile ceasefire. It underscores the volatility of the region and the delicate nature of the truce. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights the uncertainty surrounding the Lebanon ceasefire. With Hezbollah continuing aggressive actions, Israeli officials remain on high alert. The situation is tense, and any misstep could reignite conflict, affecting millions on both sides of the border. On the diplomatic front, Forward reports on the controversial NYU event. The involvement of a former Columbia professor in promoting Hamas causes concern among Jewish communities. Such events could heighten tensions and influence campus environments across the U.S. Finally, turning to the security concerns in Houston. JTA explains that the closure of Jewish institutions is a precautionary measure. While no immediate threat is present, such actions reflect the broader anxiety within Jewish communities globally. On the economic front. First, from CTech, Smart Shooter's CEO discusses the importance of self-reliance in early business stages. This insight comes as part of a growth project in collaboration with Calcalist and Poalim Tech. Separately, Globes reports that Artemis Security, an Israeli company, raised $70 million. This funding aims to advance their AI protection technologies amid rising digital threats. And finally, Walla Business reveals that despite promises, the budget for Northern Reconstruction may not pass by Independence Day. This delay could impact ongoing recovery efforts and regional development plans. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.